back to Matt Flynn, director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a disquieting statement out of Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia. It does not surprise me. I think the guy is playing an elaborate con. I'll just tell you what he said, and then I'm going to tell you how I interpret it. Joe Manchin told the Democrats, quote, be extremely cautious regarding reconciliation and inflation on the soft infrastructure negotiations. Be extremely cautious regarding reconciliation and inflation. What does that mean? Let me boil it down for you. You remember going back some months, Joe Biden had proposed an infrastructure bill, really two of them. They wanted them together, but a lot of people wouldn't do them together. One is hard infrastructure and one is soft infrastructure. Remember that. Hard infrastructure was bridges, roads, airports, water systems. Soft infrastructure was things like childcare, pharmaceutical prices, climate change, and a lot of other things. Well, the hard infrastructure passed. The progressives held out on it, hoping for both together. That cost us at least one governorship and almost cost us two. People were disgusted by our inability to get together, and we lost the governorship of Virginia. We almost lost the governorship of New Jersey. The progressives came around, and then they voted for the hard infrastructure. But now the soft infrastructure. Biden had had personal negotiations with Manchin, and it looked like they were going to be able to come up with something. It was going to be a lot more restricted than the other one, not as broad, but it would address a lot of things, pharmaceutical prices and so on. Manchin insisted on the climate stuff coming out because he owns, I think, a $30 million stake in a coal company. I mean, I'm not kidding. So that's where you're at. And it takes budget reconciliation because no Republican will go for it. So Manchin won't bust the filibuster, but there's a thing called budget reconciliation that if it's financial, you can do it with 50 people plus Kamala Harris, regardless of the filibuster, okay? But it takes Manchin and Sinema to go along. Otherwise, you have 48 people. Manchin has been doing a slow striptease last couple of years, I think his whole life. And they turn on the music, and he starts the striptease. And they go, oh, he'll play ball with us. Well, no, he's not playing ball with us. At the last minute, he yanks the football out from under you as you try to kick it. And he is now saying, well, we got to be cautious. There's inflation. And this reconciliation thing, if it's going to hurt inflation, hey, Jack, there's been inflation for a while now. It's on the way down. Gas prices are going down, Jack. This is a worldwide problem. You don't have a fever just in your big toe. You have it in your whole body. This is international. Now it's coming down. Biden's doing a great job managing it, Manchin. You knew this, Manchin, and you led him on, and you led the Democratic Party on. I'm going to make a statement. I do not trust Joe Manchin. I don't think he ever, ever intended to do any compromise on soft infrastructure, any at all. And he and Sinema not only will not lift the filibuster for voting rights and so forth. All they have to do is lift it. Voting rights is popular with 2/3 of the electorate in West Virginia and Arizona. They won't do it because of lobbyists. The pharmaceutical companies got to Sinema and the energy companies got to Manchin. But we have 48 Democratic votes. That's all we have on very important things. Going to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
First off, thanks a lot for reminding folks that inflation is a worldwide phenomenon. It does not exist just in this country. And this notion that I hear people say this is all on Joe Biden. No, Joe Biden is not responsible for international supply chain issues that are resulting from COVID and right. What is happening in Ukraine with the Russians, and the gas prices in Europe, which are, it's all tied together. And he is not the king. He can't just of the world. He can't just wave his hand and make things work. Because if he could, why wouldn't he? If he could immediately change it, he sure as heck would. But the reason why I was calling was because of your great discussion in the last half hour, and I hope people can find out more about this of the upcoming timeline meeting that they're going to have for the January 6th committee. And one thing that you were recounting specific events that people went through during that will be perhaps outlined in this timeline. For example, this cop, has his head crushed in a door, and this person has bear spray put into their face and wonders if they'll ever see again, these sorts of things. I think it's really important when you talk about that timeline. So often what we've seen, even the first video that they had of January 6th was edited down. I mean, that went for a while, but only lasted 6 or 7 minutes. And so when you edit things down, I think the part of what you lose is the terror of this going on and on and on for that nearly 3 hour span of time. And the terror felt not only by the Capitol Police officers, but by members of Congress who weren't involved in it, who are going through this event and not having any idea how this is going to turn out. And I think that's why this is really, I think, is very, very important, because hopefully it'll give a sense of, look, this is a span of time in which absolute chaos reigned. Nobody knew how this was going to end up. And some people's lives have been completely damaged forever, people who are lost, people who, have suffered grievous injuries, like the police officer who now is been told by his doctor that he has to leave being a police officer, his career goal, his life goal. So I think it's a really important point that you're making, that following a timeline along gives a different sense of an event rather than an edited down piece of video. So thanks a lot for mentioning that, Matt, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Let me comment on that. And it really is, this is a fascinating question of evidence that you might see in a trial. And I'll give you some examples. When you see it in real time, it can be a lot different. You can get up there and just give a speech and say, guys, this police officer's head was being crushed. People were blinded by bear spray and may not recover their sight. This one got his finger ripped off. That one had his eye poked out. This woman got shot. This woman got trampled to death. This cop almost got trampled to death, and he shouted out that he had kids, and somebody spared him. And this guy got dragged down the stairs with his head bumping. This guy got smashed with a pole in the face. You know, first of all, if you do that to police officers, what do you think would happen? You do that to police officers in Milwaukee or anywhere else, all hell would break loose, and it should break loose. But it was done there. It was done there. If you just give it as a speech, it's not immediate. It's not in sort of technicolor, that kind of thing. It's not in your face. This apparently is going to be in your face, 187 minutes. It's a very smart way of doing it. They're going to show him stepping off the podium after he says things like, you're not going to have a country if you don't take it back, march on the Capitol. And then you had Mo Brooks, and who had a bulletproof vest on, by the way. And they said, if you didn't expect violence when you were speaking, why'd you wear a bulletproof vest? He said, it was kind of chilly. Hey, guy, there are vests you can wear that aren't bulletproof that take care of that guy, okay? Giuliani, Don Trump Jr. The minute Trump steps off, it was 187 minutes before he sent the text at 4:17 or whatever, saying, I love you, but go home. During that time period, 3 hours and 7 minutes is a long time. Think of how far you could drive in that. And it's a one day, it's a long trip. And you are going to see it at every step with frozen frames. And that timeline is essential to kind of drill into people what it is that occurred. Because if they just hear it in words, they sort of drift into the ozone. We're going to break. Thanks for calling. Lines are alive. Get back to the right after the break, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.